Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. I've told you that sometimes I get caught in those YouTube holes where you watch a video on YouTube and then you watch another video on YouTube and another video on YouTube. I have found myself addicted to Cam Scottable. Mm-hmm. I cannot stop watching Cam Scottable, and I'm not sure if everyone realizes this, but he has been doing all of these streaming things, which, by the way, what is streaming? I think it's recording yourself while you do stuff. Would be the way to describe it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So, you know what streaming is.
I'm just explaining it. So he's been doing all this kinds of streaming stuff, giving lots of opinions, acting crazy. And so last night I found myself addicted to it. In fact, he was working with a famous streamer whose name is Neon. N3ON. But I think his name is Neon.
Neon N3ON.
Yeah, that's his name. And he's apparently like really, really famous.
Oh, that's how you spell it.
That's how you spell it, yeah. Right. So I don't know who this dude was, but I was watching all his videos with Cam Scottable. So at the breakfast table this morning, I asked my sons, a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old, who watch YouTube. Mm-hmm. We keep it safe, though. I said, do you guys know who Neon is? Jed immediately said, no idea. Spence, 5 years old, said, I know who Neon is.
How the heck does he know who Neon is?
I was a little skeptical.
Yes.
So then he says he wants to come on the radio to explain who Neon is. And I said, Spence, you're suspended. The time you came on was so crazy. I'm not allowed to put you on again. So we agreed that I would ask him off air to record an explanation of who Neon is, and then we'll at least have an idea.
Oh, nice.
So ladies and gentlemen, it's his first time since being suspended. Here's my 5-year-old Spence answering questions from me on who Neon is.
Spence, do you know who Neon is?
Yes.
What does he do?
I don't even remember.
But you've seen some of his videos?
Yeah.
What is his videos about?
It's about playing baseball. I don't know.
About playing baseball? I don't know.
That sounds like Juan Soto. Pete Alonso for president. I don't know. Or I don't care.
So I did some research. Spence was really close. He does play like video games. So it's not baseball. I think it's like NBA 2K or maybe Madden that he plays. So I'm not sure if Spence made the whole thing up or he misremembered it. But it isn't baseball, it's these other sports.
Right, so he's not fully down the rabbit hole of social media.
No.
Yet.
And apparently, after doing my research on Neon, I'm glad. Because Neon curses a lot. He says a lot of, you'll hear a few of them.
He's very randy, as you would say.
He's very randy. So I'd like to share with you some of the favorite things I learned about Cam Scottable over the last couple of days. Number one, Cam wanted to double down on the critiques he's been getting from guys like Chris McMonagle, who are mad at him, and Al Dukes. Who else is mad at him?
BT was mad at him. Sal, Boomer, Gio. I think that.
Yeah, but the only two people who genuinely sounded mad were Big Mac and Al Dukes. Those are the only two people. Everyone else was like, "Yeah, it's a thing to talk about."
Yeah, your son should not know who Neon is.
I'm glad he doesn't.
I'm just reading some of the things that he does.
Yeah,
yeah, he shouldn't be. Listening to Neon.
So here is Cam Scottaboo explaining further and really criticizing his critics for taking part in that Monday Night Raw segment from a few days ago.
I just think it's just childish that people are able to bring, like, negativity to someone's life when they're having a good time. And, like, so, like, and I don't put that on anybody, but when people bring it to me, like, they see me having a good time. Obviously, we went over what's going on. People know that.
Yeah.
We were very cautious of what the situation was. And obviously the WWE took great care of me. And I'm going to keep living my life, bro.
My thing
whatever
is,
they want to think.
Do motherfuckers expect you to sit at home with your finger in your
Like, I think so.
Like what?
I just don't.
That's depressing.
What?
They expect you to be miserable, you know?
I'm glad my son doesn't know who Neon is.
Who sits at home with their fingers in their what?
I think we're going thumb. It should be thumb.
Oh, now you're correcting the...
Yeah. Now, doesn't the thumb go in the pie?
It is Thanksgiving.
This is the one that's going to get you guys excited. In fact, Sean may have to leave the room when he hears this.
All right, let's hear it.
This is Cam Scottaboo talking about being a giant for life. Are you ready for this? Cam Scottaboo, a giant for life.
Giants and Eagles hate each other.
Why, bro? There's so much love in this world.
Nah, Philly's crazy, bro.
You don't f*** with the Eagles.
I've only been here long enough to speak on it, but I know that Giants and New York hate Philly. Hate Philly. I don't know why.
Wow. All
right, it's so just a rival. It's like a rival question. Thing, you know? I still got
to
learn about
Be
it.
Be honest. If you got an offer right now for double the money to get traded to the Eagles, would you do it?
No.
Wow. That's real as f***, bro. That's crazy.
I wouldn't go anywhere for a double the money. Nowhere.
What a stand-up guy.
I'm supposed to be here. This is where God put me. This is my chance to do what I do. He's giving me the light.
How about that? Remember that in 4 years, Cam.
You don't believe him?
Well, I mean, he's not a free agent. So in 4 years, he will be a free agent.
Right. Things can change.
Things will change, I'm sure, quickly.
So you guys don't believe him is basically what you're saying.
Money talks.
Yeah, I don't think he realizes.
Walks.
I believe what he's saying, but I believe what his beliefs can change in 4 years.
And you grow up really quickly when you're an NFL player.
Wow. All
really
right.
quickly.
I expected you to say that, Tiki. I thought Sean would bite on in on, I'll give me double. I'm still not going.
Well, he doesn't believe him.
Yeah. I also think you missed why we should be excited about what
Go
he said
ahead.
There. We were the ones that told Cam Scottaboo how much New York Giants fans hate Philadelphia.
That's a good point.
We were the first ones to tell
him. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, when we had him on.
When we had him on, we were like, just so you know, it was after Abdul Carter refused to denounce his Eagle fandom to
us. Yes, yeah, that should have been the early sign, shouldn't it have been?
And we told Cam Scottaboo, he's like, I got you. That's what he said to us. I got you.
Well, he gets
and he
it.
Doesn't understand it, as he just said,
well,
the neon.
He also, during the streaming, got yelled at by an Eagle fan. He was at American Dream doing the streaming, and an Eagle fan screamed at him, go Birds.
You know where he was? He was at that hibachi place.
Oh, was he?
He was at the hibachi place we went to at American Dream, was great.
He's got good taste, man. An Eagle fan screamed, go Birds. And Cam was like, I don't get why they do that. Like, I'm a giant. Like, why are you screaming, go Bird at me? The hell do I care? Huh. It's very fascinating.
They're trolling you. That's why.
Yes. Now, would you like to hear my man Cam Scottaboo playing Madden and calling a 4th-and-1 run play for him? And listen to his reaction. So it's 4th-and-1.
I'm interested to see what happened.
He's going for it. And Cam is like preparing for the play, and you'll hear what happens.
God forbid a white boy gets a motion, huh?
No, that's unrealistic, chat! What the f***?
That's never happened, buddy. Not on 4th-and-1.
He got stuffed on 4th-and-1! And he loses his mind!
That's great.
That's unrealistic, chat!
It's unrealistic because Dable would have kicked.
I love this guy. This guy's really become my favorite. You guys liked him playing football. I like just watching his life now. It's fascinating. He plays mad and he calls a 4th-and-1 play for himself and then gets all pissy when he gets shut down.
That's great.
It's unrealistic, Chad.
He's a psychopath.
He is. He is. Now, one other thing about this whole Monday Night Raw situation. Obviously, everyone has their opinion. There were criticism from some bitter Giant fans. Like, I shouldn't have done it. It was too risky. Would you like to hear from your personal friend, Tiki?
Yes.
Your personal friend, CM Punk.
Oh, CM because Punk CM... did Ultimate Beastmaster Season 3 with me.
That's right. They worked together. And for those that are not aware, he's the World Heavyweight Champion. He's a pro wrestler, and he was on the Barstool podcast, Yak, I think it's called, and was asked about the controversy. What do you think CM Punk's going to say about the controversy?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I'm not sure, actually. Nothing.
He's going to say nothing.
He's going to ignore it.
He's going to ignore the controversy. What kind of approach, Sean, do you think CM Punk takes in addressing Giant fans being upset with Cam Scottabo being involved in this Raw angle?
I'm fascinated by this because it's one of two envelopes. Either he goes kayfabe here and basically tries to still pretend wrestling's real, or he goes the other way and goes, we're the ones at risk here. He's never been in the ring with us.
Or envelope number three, he decides to crap on the New York Giants. Oh, take a listen.
Did you see Cam Scottabo?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Do you think it's unfair that people are coming after him? Because I love that he was there.
I mean, life's not fair, but I think that those are just stupid Giants fans.
Yeah. He is definitely, he could be a wrestler.
Like, do you want to alienate him anymore?
Right.
So he doesn't want to play for your franchise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it.
So he decided to just nuke your franchise.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not surprised by that approach. He's also not that wrong. I mean, it's tough to...
Do we know his NFL fandom?
Yeah, Chicago Bears. Yeah, you really don't have much to say. They beat you last week. He's a Bear fan.
All right.
Not a rival of the Giants, obviously, but just... I think he was calling it like it is.
Yeah.
I actually think his analysis was very fair.
It was. I mean, he roots for a bleep franchise, but I get it.
But it wasn't even about that. He was saying, why are you trying to alienate this kid?
I agree.
And by the way, based on Cam's response, and he loves the Giants, but he's taking the high road.
Were there Giant fans really getting on him, or was it just a lot of hosts?
No. So you're saying, was it a host thing or a real Giant fan
thing? Yeah, were the real Giant fans upset with Cam Scataboo, or was it a host thing?
The old head Giant fans were upset.
Yes.
For sure. And that there was a schism in the Giant fan base over this.
That makes sense. I mean, it was a split thing, Tate. Yeah. That would be my guess on it. Obviously, hosting a radio show, we listen to the people. We communicate with the people. There's no way to know scientifically. But I would say it was a schism, if you will. And I think our hosts at WFN explained that well. Like, we don't have a lot of Giant fans who work here. But Sean Morash, Tommy Lugauer, Chris McMonagle are three of them. Am I missing a Giant fan, by the way?
None in the morning, none in the midday, no.
So those are the three Giant fans.
Right.
So you two were good with it. Big Mac hated it. And I know Big Mac. Say what you want about him. I like that fun with him. He's like the most genuine human I know. Like, he is honestly going to tell you his opinion. He does not care. He doesn't scream just for screaming. Like, he genuinely gets pissed at things, or he doesn't think someone's the big deal. He genuinely was bothered by it. So I thought that represented the community very well.
Yeah, and Chris is more of an old soul than me and Tommy, too. So I think that also represents kind of the older fan base.
I love that CM Punk crap, though.
And by the way, he's not hurt. He didn't get hurt. Exactly. He's fine.
Exactly.
So what are we even talking about?
They're saying he could have gotten
but
hurt.
He didn't.
Yeah.
CM Punk said. He could have also walked down the stairs of his apartment and fallen and broken his neck.
Nah, I got you.
He didn't.
We also sat there in the most horrible moment of this kid's life, watching his foot pointed the other way, look at him, wanting to be picked up by his teammates to walk it off.
Right.
And we celebrated him for that. You think that was smart in the moment? No. But this is why we love Cam Scott.
And by the way, him getting hurt is the greatest thing that ever happened to his career. Because he can now be on Raw. He could do all these streams. Like, he's going to become a bigger star from all this stuff.
I know he could.
But he still has to back it up. He still has to do it on the field.
No
Otherwise,
doubt.
It'll mean nothing.
Absolutely. He's got to play well next year. He's created a fan out of me. I actually really like him now. I didn't dislike him before. It was more like, he's a football player. He's fine. But I find him wildly entertaining. Especially when he calls 4th-and-1 plays for himself, gets stuffed, and screams like something crazy happened. It's unrealistic, chat! I watched that clip 15 times in a row. It makes me laugh. Let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. Chris is in Staten Island. Hey, Chris.
How's it going, sir?
What's up, man?
Good.
So I want to gross you out, Evan. Back in the day before WWE purchased ECW, they used to do a lot of road live shows, and I sat ringside when Sandman came out through the crowd, and he took a sip of his beer while smoking a cigarette, and then he took the beer can and then opened it over my mouth and put it in my mouth, my brother's mouth, and my best friend's.
Oh, my God. Did you like it? What was your response?
I'm a disgusting pro wrestling fan, so yes, I loved it.
That makes sense. Yeah, he's a disgusting wrestling fan. It's tough to argue that.
It all matters what mindset you're in.
Yeah.
If you're, I don't know, distracted, it's not gross. If you're focused on it, it's gross.
Yeah. If you're drunk, it's not gross.
Exactly.
If you're completely sober,
it doesn't matter.
Right. Jody is in Warren, New Jersey. Hey, Jody.
Hey, guys. Hope all's well there.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving, if I don't speak to you before that. Quick one, Evan, how much rope do you think Cohen is going to give Stearns? I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we're Alonzo. I mean, if the Mets come in, fourth place with or without Alonzo, I mean, Stearns, I would think, is out. And the other thing I wanted to mention is, don't you think the Jets would be perfect to bring on Dable as their quarterback coach? I mean, he's the guy. Right?
You said two very interesting things. Let's address them. Number one, I think that Steve Cohen waited so long, Tiki, to hire David Stearns, that he's going to get a long rope.
Yeah, he's not going to have two bad seasons, or not bad seasons, because one was not bad, but he's not going to have a short tenure here. He was heavily sought after. It felt like Stearns was the apple of Cohen's eye for multiple years, and when he came free, he made a play for him.
100%.
And so just because last year was a colossal disappointment doesn't mean that he's on the hot seat.
No, and also it wouldn't be smart. When you kind of change your organization and you fix it. And you bring it with someone who has an experience
before. You hope he fixed it.
Well, you hope he fixes it, even though the Mets weren't that broken when he took over. I mean, when you think about the talent on the roster and even the farm system, which right now is one of the better farm systems in baseball, he's responsible for some of it, but certainly not all of it. Maybe not even a majority of it, right, just based on the times that these guys were drafted and brought in. But when you hire someone to run your organization, to be your team president, number one, they should get a lot of time. And number two, when they have a track record, they should really get a lot of time.
Right.
You're in no rush to fire them. So despite how angry Met fans were about this season, I was too, or critical about specific moves that we disagree with, which I will be too if I disagree with it, I think getting to that level of firing a team president would bring upon a memory of George Steinbrenner that's not good. Like, George is loved now, but he was far from perfect. And the bad right. of George Steinbrenner would be firing David Stearns after 3 or 4 years.
Right, his emotional reactions to moments that happen. And all of a sudden, even though you're on a path, you have a minor setback, you blow the whole thing up.
100%.
You can't do that.
As far as Dable on the Jets staff, Brian Dable's a great football mind, and he's a wonderful offensive mind. I don't know if he fits here. I don't know if Aaron Glenn is going to be looking to make changes. Hmm. I don't know if Tanner Engstrand has any relationship with Brian Dable, but in terms of his qualifications, he's absolutely qualified. And I would be thrilled as a Jet fan, but as you know, it's a relationship business, and I'm not sure there's
relationships. He's going to land somewhere. He's going to be sought after, and he'll have a job.
Yes, probably not with the New York Jets, though, unfortunately. Let's go to Andre in Connecticut. Hey, Andre.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Like always, thanks for taking the call. Just listen to me for a second. I know, being a longtime Mets fan, Evan, I agree. I'm tired of losing. I'm tired of having this losing mentality that it's okay to lose, that we're just going to be better next year. So all last year, I called you guys a lot, and I always talked Mendoza, Mendoza, Mendoza. And we fire every coach but Mendoza. So for all the good the coaches did the year before, they all get fired. But Mendoza still keeps his job. So I'm okay with it. I'm on board. Let's see how the year starts. Let's see what bonehead mistakes he makes this year.
right. It was only the second year.
I know the players need to perform. I get it. They need to perform. We have core four guys that if you look at their numbers and ask anybody without names, hey, these four guys on my team did this year, you would say, God, that team went for a run this year. So, and you, Evan, you talk about it a lot. Runs scored is a major issue. Our defense is a major issue. And our pitching staff is a major issue when they can't get out of the fourth, fifth inning. And then we bring in three bullpen guys to have a better second half of the year. And within 2 weeks, our manager wears them down to a pulp. So my whole thing is, I don't think we need – I want to bring Pete Alonso back. I do. And I think we need to – the subtraction is with the little, smaller players we have. We need guys like Ernie Clement. This Toronto team was kind of like what – watching Toronto was kind of like watching the Mets a year and a half ago, where they just did everything right.
Right.
It's just we don't do all the small intangibles right. And I just hate to see that the core four, like I said, you take their numbers this year, and anybody would take it. Anybody would take the numbers. But when you take the defensive side of it, we're not a good defensive team.
Right.
And I remember having an argument with you earlier last year when I said Acuña should be in our outfield. Our outfield is just too slow. Our outfield is just not – there's just not enough arms in our outfield. Nimmo, yes, he could catch it. Player we have has an issue.
We got to let you go, unfortunately, because your line's cutting out. I think that Acuña was clearly someone they didn't believe in the outfield, which is why he barely played any center field. I thought he would get more run out there.
Yeah, they didn't trust him, clearly.
But you're right about being more athletic and being a better defensive team, and David Stearns has said as much. Now the fun part begins. They got to go do it. It's November 20th. It's still the early days of the offseason. Nothing really has happened other than Raisel Iglesias, the reliever, re-signing with Atlanta, and Josh Naylor re-signing with Seattle. But all indications are the Mets are going to make major moves. And then it's up to us as fans to determine if we like them or not. Because, yes, they're going to do a lot of big crap. I can guarantee you that. Kodai Senga is going to be traded. Jeff McNeil is going to be traded. They're going to listen on Brandon Nimmo. They're going to make big free agent signings, whether it's keeping the guys we want or signing others. This is going to be active. The Rico Bronya is going to be drunk. The question is, do we like the moves? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we'll find out in many months, did they work?
As long as you keep Pete and as long as you keep Edwin.
You're saying that's the only way I'd be happy?
That's how most Mets fans will be happy.
Well, look, I can give you a scenario where they lose Pete. I don't think they're better off, but I can still look at the offseason and say, hey,
overall. Well, it depends on what the pivot is.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's all going to depend on the pivot. If you lose Pete and don't replace him, and then it's whoever, some young kid that's getting an opportunity or some prospect, that's not going to make you feel good about it.
No.
So it depends on it's Pete or a better replacement.
Yeah, I've debated what my number one backup plan would be if it's not Pete. It's probably two players, multiple players. And I'm not sure if it's like a Bregman-Bellinger combo or an Okamoto-Schwarber combo. Okamoto, by the way, for those not familiar, is a right-hand hitting third baseman slash first baseman, defends at a high level, hits for a pretty good average, 28 years old, right-handed hitter from Japan. So
right.
That's his background. Obviously, what will he be? I have no idea, but I'm higher on him than I am Murakami. But so there are pivots that are good. I'll tell you where there is no pivot that's good, losing Edwin Diaz.
No.
That's a bad pivot.
There's nobody else.
Like no, him. It's a drop-off. Like Robert right. Suarez is a major, major drop-off. Coming up in just a few minutes, it's a highly anticipated 24 hours of anticipation. Lou Gehrig debate series between Sean and Tommy about the future of the New York football Giants. They got into a very heated argument yesterday.
Shut up!
No, you shut up! No, you shut up! About the future head coach of the New York Giants. They will debate that when we come back. We are coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Town Fair Tire is Connecticut's largest name brand discount tire dealer. And with Town Fair Tire, get the guaranteed lowest prices on all name brand tires. And they honor all manufacturers' rebates. They even honor competitors' rebates. With more than 100 stores from Connecticut to New England and an inventory of over 600,000 tires, why go anywhere else? Name brands and discount prices. Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Yesterday, Tiki, while you were away, and this always seems to happen on the random days you aren't here, Tommy and Sean get into it. And I have to very politely say, hey, time out, guys. We should make this a Lou Gehrig debate series.
Right. Don't waste it.
Don't waste it. We need Tiki. So I called a timeout yesterday right around this time and said, stop the debate. We will have an official Lou Gehrig debate series where they argue with rules at 4:30 tomorrow. So I'd like to tell you what happened.
Okay.
They were yelling at each other about Mike McCarthy. Tommy wants him to be the head coach. Mm. And Antonio Pierce.
He's making the rounds now, Mike McCarthy.
I saw him on McAfee, yeah.
Right. I saw him on McAfee last week, too.
Maybe he does a weekly. Lost Aaron Rodgers.
Why would he do a weekly? He's trying to get a job, not like say something stupid
that would
prevent him from getting a job, right?
Maybe keeping yourself out there would be the thing.
But I think we all know who he is.
That's true. Probably, I don't think it would make any impact on his job status, but he is out there.
Unless he says something stupid.
That is true. So they were arguing about that, and then we settled into the debate is Tommy wants Mike McCarthy, and Sean could get the field on who would be the better head coach for the New York football Giants. And they both agreed to it. I did receive an email from one of our loyal listeners who listened to the preview of the debate and said, hey, guys, there needs to be a caveat.
Hold on, time out. Before we even read the caveat, we need to get the debate right. Who has a better chance of making the playoffs with the Giants next year?
Well, hold on a second. Since you're rewriting history, I want to show everyone something, and then we'll get to enjoy
it. Okay.
You can download the Evan and Tiki podcast whenever you want. Mm. And what I choose to do when I download the Evan and Tiki podcast is they actually print out a transcript.
It's easier that way.
And so you can search for things. So I just did that on my tablet. So I'm going to take you back to yesterday's program, and you can hear the mini debate into us saying there's a Lou Gehrig debate series instead of Sean telling you what he thinks happened. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, so here we go. This is as they were screaming at each other. It's starting right now. Hold on.
I don't understand that. You said you would cry if they make the playoffs next year. Okay, who has a better shot of bringing the Giants to the playoffs next year? Mike McCarthy or Antonio Pierce? Don't you dare say Antonio Pierce because you're lying. No, you're a liar.
It could be Antonio Pierce.
No, that's ridiculous.
I don't know the
McCarthy. Time out.
We're going to Lou Gehrig debate this
tomorrow, 4:30, right here on the fan. Tiki needs to be here.
I don't even like this because I don't even know if I believe it.
So you're already conceding the Lou Gehrig debate?
What's the debate?
Who would give you a better chance to make the playoffs next year, Mike McCarthy or Antonio Pierce? It's exactly what Tommy just asked you.
I don't think it's a slam dunk that it's Mike McCarthy. It's my two.
All right, I've canceled the Lou Gehrig debate series because Sean clearly is already tapping out. Tommy will fight you any moment, any day of the week. And Sean's like, I don't know. Sean, I'm not even sure the question.
I'll tell you right now. I'll take McCarthy. You take whoever you want. It doesn't have to be
McCarthy versus the field is his challenge.
Yeah, versus the field. And I will take Mike McCarthy, Tommy.
Okay.
I'll take Mike McCarthy. I'll give you the field.
Here's all I care about. Step this up. Is what everyone else cares about. Are you accepting his Lou Gehrig debate series tomorrow at 4:30 or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike McCarthy versus the field.
You got to remind me of 4:25. We're doing it, though.
30.
You got
it.
There you go. Mike McCarthy versus the field.
Sean, it's almost like you got bullied into this.
Yeah, but
it's almost like you didn't really want to. You don't have a real passion for whoever the field might contain. And you got bullied into a Lou Gehrig debate series. Only because sitting at the current standings, Sean 10, Loogie 9, Loogie has a real chance to equalize.
But either way, the debate itself was who has a better chance of making the playoffs with them.
I agree. Mm-hmm. No, we listened to it, and I think that clearly is the debate. Who has a better chance to lead the Giants to the playoffs next year? Mike McCarthy versus the field.
Yeah.
That was clarified. So I got an email from a loyal listener named Alex who said, hey, I heard the debate yesterday and the scheduled Lou Gehrig debate series today. I do have one request out of fairness to Tommy Lugauer. Are you ready?
Yeah.
If somehow Sean McVay becomes available, that doesn't count. McCarthy versus the field, who are not currently head coaches, should be the debate.
I disagree.
So, Sean, I'm asking Tiki.
So how does Mike Tomlin fit into this?
Based on what Alex said.
He doesn't fit?
He would not count. It is the field of available head coaches.
Yeah. Again, I don't think Mike Tomlin is coming free. And if he does, I don't think he'd even coach next season. But if he comes free, how can you not include him in the conversation?
Thank you.
It's almost unfair. Because now you're basically saying, because who else is a veteran that's not Frank Reich? Like, who else is a veteran?
Right. And
Matt Nagy.
And in the technical sense, a bunch of these coordinators are employed right now, too. They're not even available yet. We can't even speak to them.
Right. And so you're basically saying first-time head coaches.
No, I think the spirit of their argument yesterday was Tommy wants Mike McCarthy.
I think Alex is being smart, but we have to disallow it.
We have to disallow it. Yeah. Okay, I'm just looking at the spirit of their debate yesterday was simply Tommy wants Mike McCarthy. Sean put McCarthy down and basically said, I don't want the guy.
Yeah, he said he was out on McCarthy. That's where this really all started.
Yes, and then you argued Antonio Pierce.
Exactly.
So I think that the crux of your disagreement is that Tommy believes in Mike McCarthy and you don't. It wasn't about Mike Tomlin or Sean McVay or any other dream candidate that probably doesn't become available.
Yeah, the crux of the argument was, I believe that there is going to be a wide field to be able to choose from that I will find multiple people that I would be more interested in than Mike McCarthy.
So here's what I'm going to rule, and you could disagree with me.
Go ahead.
I believe that Tommy has won the debate and it's already over because Sean is giving up. He's pivoting the debate into something else.
No.
And so I strike
honestly,
that Tommy should tie the score right now.
I don't want to tie. I still want to give my side of the argument. I still think I beat him, no matter what.
So what's the argument? Mike McCarthy versus the entire field of candidates, guys who aren't candidates?
I'm going to make my realistic, strong argument for why Mike McCarthy should be the head coach of the Giants. He could pull whatever coach's name out of his rear end, Sean McVay, who's not going to be available.
Right.
You want to make that argument? You could embarrass yourself making that argument. It's embarrassing if you're going to use McVay as an option. Even Tomlin.
I'm not using McVay, but it would be foolish for Evan to thumb his nose at using Mike Tomlin when you're the one that's pounded the drum for a year.
You're the one that you think he's coming free.
It's your prediction.
No.
It's your prediction that makes him in the field, Evan.
Sean, my point, or at least your arguments together, were about of the known available candidates. I am predicting Mike Tomlin becomes available, and I stand by that, but it's the known available candidates.
What if
Tomlin becomes available? Yes, I think he will be, but it doesn't mean he should be in the field.
This is what's very frustrating sometimes about you, Evan.
About me? I'm not even in the debate.
That's exactly.
Why am I involved?
For you to say you know what I was thinking yesterday in the field is just wrong. Yes, I backed down on the idea of I'd have to really think about Antonio Pierce first. But then you guys made it the field. the first thought I had was, Evan's been pounding the drum for Mike Tomlin. He's in the field.
Well, no, because you talked tough earlier about being out on Mike McCarthy, and you still haven't given a great reason for why you don't want him.
I actually gave a great reason.
No, you did not give a great reason.
Time out. I got the answer, Tiki.
Screw this discussion. The debate series is about Mike McCarthy. Right. Yes or no? That's it. Yay or nay on Mike McCarthy? That's the debate. Because that's what the crux is of what you guys are passionate about. It's not about this guy or that guy. It's Tommy truly believes in him like I do. You don't. And so instead of getting...
And I'm kind of undecided.
And Tiki's undecided. There it is. Enough. Okay. Is the scoreboard out?
So tomorrow at 4:30 so I could prep for that argument.
No, it's right now. Right now.
That's not fair because I don't have my notes on this.
You don't need notes.
Speak from your heart. Enough of this. How many more times are you going to duck me? Why do we have to move the goalposts? You don't want McCarthy. I want McCarthy. I gave you the field of candidates, and you still tried to weasel your way out of that to get to Mike Tomlin.
And Tommy, the best part is, Tiki just said, I got to tell you, I'm on the fence about it.
Mm-hmm.
So
On Mike McCarthy.
Okay.
So you guys having a debate about it, two great Giant fans, will help Tiki decide where he stands on Mike McCarthy. So I have one last request. Play the damn music. Because it's not officially a Lou Gehrig debate series. Pump it up! Each person will get 1 minute to make their point. After they're done, they will then get another minute to yell at each other and rip each other's heads off. When the debate is over, Tiki Barber and Evan Roberts will decide who won the debate. In the event of a tie, we will take a random caller on hold to break said tie.
The current arrow points to Tommy Lugauer.
Which means, Tommy, you get to decide if you'd like to start the debate or punt and allow Sean.
Oh, I'm starting this one. I want to go right out of the gate here.
All right, let me get my timer ready because it's 1 minute on the clock. I have it. Your 1 minute begins now.
Mike McCarthy has made the playoffs 12 times as a head coach. Mike McCarthy has 11 seasons with double-digit wins. Mike McCarthy has a winning percentage over 600 in the regular season. Mike McCarthy made the playoffs with the Cowboys in 21, 22, and 23. So you can't say he was past his prime. It was all Aaron Rodgers. So between 2021 and 2023, Mike McCarthy won 36 games with the Cowboys. That's three seasons, 36 wins. On the flip side, the Giants have won 42 games in the last 7 years. Since 2012, the Giants have made the playoffs twice. In that same span, Mike McCarthy has made the playoffs 8 times. He has 174 regular season wins and a Super Bowl. There's no other candidate that can touch his resume. The Giants are a losing franchise, a losing culture. They need a win. Mike McCarthy walks in that door tomorrow. The Giants win 10 games, and they're going to the playoffs.
And he left 7 seconds to spare. Very nice. Sean Morash, your minute to respond and tell us why Mike McCarthy should not be the head coach of the New York Giants begins now.
Mike McCarthy got promoted and elevated in Green Bay and proceeded to only make one Super Bowl, but he also had it ready-made and handed to him with quarterbacks. When he took over in Dallas, he took over a team that constantly made the playoffs. So Jason Garrett, who can't sniff a job afterwards, so, how hard was it to make the playoffs in Dallas? He continued to do so. And when considering all the flaws that Mike McCarthy had, you have Abdul Carter being late to multiple meetings this year because you can't stop sleeping. Well, Mike McCarthy was the same guy on massage tables too long in Green Bay. Does that sound like a disciplinarian ready to wake up your best players? No, it does not. All the while, Matt Nagy, I mean, he won the most games in back-to-back years with the Chicago Bears. He's a head coach out there. How about all these guys with the McVay tree? Boy, O'Connell worked out, didn't he? How about everybody else that he's had? Chris Shula's there. Why don't you hire him? The bottom line is this. There's a million candidates to make the playoffs with the New York Giants. Simply getting lazy with a guy who took over two ready-made teams that were already playoff teams and isn't a disciplinarian when that's the one thing this team needs is a joke.
Oh, well, you hit the clock. All right, now you've got a minute.
Let me just tell the Mr. Giant podcast here. This franchise for the last decade has been a disaster. They don't win games. That's why Brian Daboll got fired. Show me the guy out there that's a winner like Mike McCarthy. Don't give me ready-made team because guess what? I think we have the talent. I think were the Patriots ready to win last year? Did they not have the talent? Look what Mike Vrabel did to them. Look what Jim Harbaugh has done with the Chargers. Why can't Mike McCarthy, a guy here, read it yourself, with his resume, not turn this franchise around? I don't get the slander of this guy. He is the best candidate by a large margin here. You want to hire another hot coordinator to put this team further into the depths of hell, you do that. But I'm not. To me, McCarthy's the guy. This is where you say I'm like wiry and annoying. And
here's my last checkmate in the history of the NFL. there has been zero three-time head coaches that have made the playoffs with three different franchises. So why would I think Mike McCarthy could be the first? Wait,
say that one more time. There hasn't been a head coach that's made the playoffs with three separate teams?
Correct.
No. Parcells, he made it with the Jets, he made it with the Patriots, he made it with the Giants. So your facts, your checkmate you.
I was just lying there because I wanted this thing.
All right. I'll checkmate you.
And I'll have you remember I prepped for a different argument.
Yeah.
No. You can't throw that in there.
Let's be fair, though. Mike McCarthy, as good as Tommy might think he is not Bill Parcells.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's almost insulting.
But Tiki.
To put him in that same conversation.
But is Mike McCarthy the Bill Parcells compared to a coordinator that we don't know that could be a great head coach?
I don't want a coordinator either because I don't trust that they're going to be the leader that they need
Right.
It's, to me, it's not about scheme and who's the next hottest or whatever. It's about leadership. This team needs leadership. But the question that I think begs to be asked is this Giants team ready to win? Right? Are they good enough to win right now? And I would argue that they're not. There's not enough good players on this team right now. There are some really good players, but there are not enough good ones to just get a fix-it head coach and come in and win. I just think I don't believe this roster is good enough right now.
This is where you missed the boat, Sean. That would have been a great counter. Like, yeah, Mike McCarthy would be a great coach for a ready-made team. Mm-hmm. A veteran quarterback, yeah, which you don't have, or a team that, like, you didn't make those points. And I got to be honest with you. It was a fun debate.
Yeah.
I think Tommy kicked your ass for this very important reason. And I think I'm so passionate, I'm going to convince Tiki that we don't even need a tiebreaker.
That's fine.
No, we don't. Because Tommy won it.
Okay, good.
All right.
For you to make up a stat at the end. I mean, I know that politicians do that and they don't get fact-checked in real time.
Yes.
But for you to make up a stat, and Tommy, don't take this as an insult. Tommy isn't like the greatest sports fact-checker of all time. But he instantly fact-checked you.
Yeah. That's fine.
He didn't even miss a beat. You embarrassed yourself.
That's
like, quite frankly, you. And then to say, I just want this to end.
Sean, I'm gonna excuse you for that because you've seen it happen every day on TV for the last year.
That doesn't make it okay.
It sounds like it's okay by the people that powers that be in this country. So I know you think it's okay, but it's not.
Thank you. I'm just going to close with this. Evan made a point.
I made a point.
You did, Evan.
I wasn't even in this debate.
No. You're very big on facts matter.
Go.
You made a point of saying, okay, that's it. We're waiting 24. You have 24 hours to prepare for this argument. For you to change it 3 minutes before when I had everything lined up about the field.
Stop.
Put me at an immediate disadvantage. So I am going to accept this outcome. However, right now at 4:47 p.m. on Evan and Tiki, I am quitting the Lou Gehrig debate series forever.
What?
Because if you can change the rules on the fly, ends in a tie forever, that's the last time you're getting me to debate him. Because what you did was Bush League, I quit.
Wow. Did he quit this job or just the debate series?
I quit the debate series. I quit.
Wow. Tommy, you were right all along. What a baby he is.
Oh, he'll take his ball and go home.
I mean,
give me a break. One final thing on this, too.
Yes.
For all the Giant fans out there that want to, you know, scoff at Mike McCarthy, oh, he didn't win these playoff games. Can I remind you how bad this franchise has been for over a decade? For us to sit in our ivory tower and act like this is the Giants of yesteryear, guess what? It's not.
They've
been as bad as the Jets forever. So if you want to just go through another carousel of a coach, have at it. I want a proven commodity with the roster that I believe is ready to win today. Today, when they get it, or I should say this, when they get everybody healthy, Neighbors back, Scat back, they are ready to win. And I want a CEO here. I want our Mike Vrabel. By the way, Mike McCarthy has a better resume than Mike Vrabel. You going to challenge that? Because you're going to be wrong on that. He has a better coaching resume than Mike Vrabel. And Harbaugh, while we're at it, Jim Harbaugh.
Mike McCarthy would spend every night at the Sizzler if Ryan Tannehill was his quarterback, not going to the AFC title game.
Fine. Tommy, who's going to be the coach?
Tommy.
What?
You sound like the Taco Bell Chihuahua right now. Can you just calm down
for
a second?
Yeah, go ahead. Well, I'm passionate about it because you're weaseling your way around.
Why are you so passionate about Mike McCarthy?
You are everything that's wrong with the Giant fan base right now. This Giant team has beaten us down as fans to the core that you've lowered your bar. You simply just want to win and make the plays, which I agree with. How about get a guy that doesn't have to be fired in 3 years because you've climbed the ladder and now he can't manage
the clock? You love Jackson Dart, right?
Yeah.
How many Super Bowls? Did Andy Reid win without Patrick Mahomes? How many?
Great, he got there with Donovan McNabb.
Okay, how many did he win? When he found Mahomes, all of a sudden Andy Reid's the greatest coach of all time. When Belichick found Brady, all of a sudden he's the greatest head coach of all time. If we all believe in Jackson Dart, why can't Mike McCarthy, Jackson Dart be the missing pieces for each other?
Hold the record. Mike McCarthy coached one of maybe the top five quarterbacks of all time and could only win one Super
Bowl. Only one.
They did have a lot of years together.
The Giants can't even sniff the in the hunt graphic anymore. And you're going to say only one. If Jackson Dart only won one Super Bowl, we'd be thrilled.
Tommy, congrats. You won the last ever Lou Gehrig debate series. I'm done with it.
He also won the aftershot Lou Gehrig debate series. It's almost like there was one after and he won it again. I think the final score may be 11-10 in favor of Tommy after that assault.
Taking my ball and going home. I quit.
All right. Well, we have to fill the position because I think you're quitting everything, right?
Where's Al Cintron?
All the podcasts.
It sounds like you're quitting everything.
I just... he sucks. I can't argue with him anymore.
Jeez.
I need to take a deep breath. A little gummy when I get home. Let's relax.
I like it better when you're mad at him blaming me. I didn't do anything wrong. I played the clip. I spoke to Tiki about it, and we agreed, okay, this is what we should do.
It did change.
Of course it did.
How would the field conversation have gone?
because I would have laughed at him and went, does Mike Tomlin ever finish under 500? Evan told me he's the next coach of the New York Giants. He's in the field. Of course he has a better chance than Mike McCarthy making the playoffs. That was the crux of my last 2 hours of preparation. You can't rip everything up and then expect me to have a great argument. It was ridiculous.
You shouldn't have to prepare for a Lugas debate.
In fairness, Sean would have won that one.
Well, yeah, because I think...
Oh, because an email from some caller?
No, no, I think it's the spirit of the discussion. I stand on record that, yes, back in June I predicted long-term prediction, Steelers are going to fail, Tomlin and the Steelers are going to break up, Giants are going to suck, Tomlin's going to get the job. But even as someone who's predicting it, I understand it's not the likeliest outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, predicting Sean McVay after winning the Super Bowl is going to tell ownership I'd like to coach in New York not the likeliest outcome. So when you guys yesterday argued about Antonio Pierce and Mike McCarthy, the spirit of what you guys were talking about was about McCarthy versus Pierce and not really legendary coaches who could become available.
You played the audio. The spirit of the argument was Pierce McCarthy, and then you heard me backtrack and go, you know, because I don't fully believe in Pierce, I have to think about it, and to which you guys offered me the field, to which the light bulb went off and went, Evan's guy is Tomlin. He's in the field. That's the crux of the argument. You're the one changing it and putting me where I automatically had an auto loss.
Sean is pathetic. Sean is right.
He is right, but here's where he's still kind of wrong.
Mm-hmm.
In the history of the Lugash debate series, we've now had 20 of them. Most of them, if not all of them, obviously not today and not last week, they're spur of the moment.
No kidding. I was ready to go spur of the moment to bring up Tomlin yesterday.
No, so then blaming preparation seems ridiculous when we told you, okay, it's clearly about Mike McCarthy.
I don't think he's blaming preparation. I think he's blaming he wouldn't have fought this argument.
Yeah. And when I was ready to fight it for the field yesterday, and you're the one that moved to 4:30, I was ready to fight with Tomlin.
All right. Final call here. Tiki Barber gets the ultimate decision.
Mm-hmm.
And both of you shut your mics off. This is a private conversation between me, Tiki, and everyone listening. Should we strike that Lugash debate series from the record?
We probably should.
Wow. Okay.
It was unfair.
Take it away.
All right.
It's 10-9, Tommy.
Thank you. I resign my resignation from future Lugash debate series.
Okay.
And people know I'm the people's champ in this spot, and I'm being wrong.
We go back to the standings as they were. Tommy is losing 10-9 to Sean, and the arrow stays with Tommy.
Thank you.
Tommy really represented Mike McCarthy. Bad clock management there.
All right, a few people have some thoughts on this cluster bleep. Let's go to Shane in Rutherford, New Jersey. What's up, Shane?
Hey, what's going on? So I'm definitely with Sean on this. I'd much rather Mike Tomlin than Mike McCarthy for many reasons. but did you know that Brian Daboll has more playoff wins than Mike Tomlin in the last 8 years?
Yes.
And that being said, I still would want Mike Tomlin because Tomlin is much more of a disciplinarian than Mike McCarthy. I think that's what the Giants need. I don't think you can really just use previous history with the Cowboys, the Packers, given the situation.
Well, in fairness, let me just ask Tommy real quick. If I gave you the choice between Mike Tomlin and Mike McCarthy, who would you prefer?
I'd have to think about it strongly.
Why you got
to
think about
it? You don't
that.
Have to think about it.
All right, then, but because you know why I have to think about it? Because
his coordinator is? His offensive coordinator is Arthur Smith.
We're all being worked here. We're all being hoodwinked by the carny next to me.
Look at what he did with Mike, with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson last year.
But he's not available. That is...
He's 53 years old. He's young. He's motivating. He's a badass. Like, you look at him with his bomber jacket on once it gets cold, and you're like, dude, I ain't messing with him.
He just told a player to punch another player in the face.
Right. I ain't saying anything about...
No, Tommy, this
if
is...
someone spits in your face, handle
this
business.
This is removed from you versus Sean. This is a... We're talking sports on WFAN. I have predicted Mike Tomlin's available. So based on my prediction, if I told you I'm going to be right and he's available... Again, has nothing to do with Sean. Would you prefer Mike Tomlin or Mike McCarthy? It's not about the carny to your left. It's about me asking you a sports question. Just answer it.
Mike Tomlin.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm not holding it against you. It was a fair question.
It's actually the TV to his left. It'd be to his right.
Oh, sorry about that. The carny to his right. Ryan in Rockland. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, dude?
So I had to call in because I listen to your show every day, and Sean, I really, really want to like you. Like, we like a lot of the same teams. Like, I'm a big Yankee fan, Giants, Rangers, all that stuff. But you are so dead wrong with this Mike McCarthy stuff. I mean, name me a coach since Tom Coughlin that we have had that has been better than Mike McCarthy.
So that's Seriously. The so I mean, that's why we're setting the bar.
I mean, right. No, but like, so, and the whole Lugash thing, you lost, and you're kind of like Thomas Jefferson after the whole John Adams thing. Like, Evan, that's for you. Like, you'll understand.
I like that. Yeah,
he
yeah,
just
yeah.
took his bags and went home. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Be a better loser is what he's saying.
Nope.
He didn't actually go home. He actually started a dialogue with John Adams so they could correctly in their own minds state their case for posterity and history.
I thought he went to France afterwards, though.
No, he was.
Did I get my timetable wrong on that?
He was a French ambassador before.
Oh, it was before. So it was under Washington? No, I think after he lost that.
No, he was a French ambassador before.
Oh, no, he became vice president because that's what they did after the third presidential election.
We had air travel then?
No, they would take a boat. That if you lost the election, right. You'd become vice president.
This is how political parties happened.
Yes.
Because whoever got second, even if you were a different party.
Became vice president.
Became vice president.
Imagine if they did that now.
Right, because think about Hamilton. Because right. Remember when Hamilton runs or whoever.
Now, Hamilton couldn't run.
Not Hamilton.
Aaron Burr?
What? Who changed?
Who are you asking
about?
No,
it was Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson.
When Thomas Jefferson won the presidential election.
Right.
And it was Aaron Burr, right?
No, it was John Adams. He beat John Adams was running for re-election and lost to Thomas Jefferson. And Jefferson took the job. Adams got sent home. He was the first president. First time we ever had the...
Oh, that's right. He said, it'll be good working with you.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm the president. I can change anything.
Damn right he can.
Right. Yeah. That's what it was.
He got comp to Thomas Jefferson. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Quick break. We'll come back. More of your calls. We have a Cinco de 5-0 coming up. And more on Pete Alonso and the Mets' chances of bringing him back. And we will make our official long-term prediction on when that signing will go down.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.